Yeah, like, what's the context? Because if I have to face them after and deal with the ramifications, I might not wedgie Hitler. All right, we normally have the guest start us off, so Spaghetto, take it away.
Go ahead. Tristan?
Spaghetto.
Tristan.
I can't hear your mic. Are you
Are you there?
He's not online.
He's not even on. What the fuck, Tristan?
I thought he said he was going to be on the call at 7, but he's not even here. God damn it.
You come on our podcast, and then you don't come on our podcast.
You said you were going to come back on for the 10,000 episode, and now here you are. You've hit 10,000. You've almost hit 11,000. You've had to reschedule so many times, and you're not even here.
You're not even here?
This really grinds my gears, you know? Anyway, my name's Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today.
Joe, I have a question for you, by the way.
Yep.
So, you're not co-host Joe per se on other servers, but you seem to like embrace the name co-host Joe everywhere. Why is that?
Well, it's because, well, all right. So for a while it was the thing I was like most known for, and I just wanted to run with it. Plus a lot of people online who knew, who, like, if you go to Twitch, a lot of people there might know me from here. So I put co-host Joe, cause that's like my name here. And basically if there's going to be people there who know me from here, I would sometimes put co-host Joe.
I forgot to turn on Craig.
Oh, my fan's on. I better turn my fan off.
Oh, God, this is going to hell in a handbasket.
All right. God damn it, Tristan.
Fucking Tristan.
Is it Tristan or Triscuits?
What?
Is his name Triscuits? I always thought it was Triscuits. Or is it...
Anyway, moving right along, getting the bad ones out of the way first. Jesus, Joe.
Getting the bad ones out of the way. If Terry Blocks was here, this would never... Anyway, yeah, so I just decided to embrace the co-host Joe name, but now I'm deciding to go to a more intellectual co-host Joseph.
Okay.
Not Joseph, but a very Arabic Joseph. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty lame, Joe.
Joseph.
The chat is requesting that they kick you from the server.
Okay, duly noted.
That's so fast. Like, usually it takes like 45 minutes of awkwardness for them to suggest that.
I do have some news.
Hashtag kick Joe.
Something exciting that's going to be taking place in my life next Wednesday.
Okay, well, but first let's go ahead and plug the actual chat.
Oh, yes, the chat, yep. Which is taking place on the Discord server, which they can view in Discord, either in the browser or on the program or on an app on the phone.
Yeah.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
The chat is posting that link in there. I guess they don't realize that if you're here already, you're like the only people who don't need that link. But thank you anyway.
Discord.t1podcast.com. We recently hit a milestone, didn't we, Lars?
We did?
Yeah, we hit 1,500 members on our Discord.
Oh, cool, I guess.
Now we're coming up on 1,600.
Yeah, guys, please spam the link in the chat. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. If there's a link that you really should be spamming, it's probably patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah, that's like by far more useful.
Where you can join our $2 tier.
Yeah. What do they get if they... Well, actually, no, let's talk about that later.
Let's talk about that later, Lars.
So, okay, so I actually had a kind of a... not like a serious topic to discuss, but... something that was kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I've just been informed that PewDiePie just reached 100 million subscribers.
PewDiePie.t1podcast.com to learn more.
Well, good for him, that lucky fucking bastard.
By the time this episode comes out, he's probably going to be at like 106 million.
Yeah. Oh, was that the end of that thought?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I drank some coffee, so you caught me mid-gulp.
All right. So it's kind of interesting. I had a thought, and I know those are rare, but
like you had an idea.
No, I just like I took a look at our listens, and I realized that compared to the amount of listens that we have, the amount of people in the Discord is like proportionally a lot less, which means that there's probably a lot of people who listen to the show where they aren't on the Discord.
Wouldn't it depend on how many listens per person are in the Discord? Like there's 1500, but if each of them listened to 10 episodes.
Right. But I feel like, 15,000. I feel like probably a lot of people in the Discord haven't listened to every episode. Like we get a lot of new fans recently. And so there's probably a lot of people out there whose like entire concept of the podcast is only the show. Like they only get little glimpses in on it like once a week.
You're saying that they don't realize there's an entire community.
Or even that they might realize it, but like they miss everything just because like either they don't want to or they can't. Like they just don't have time or just no interest. And so it's like they get these little glimpses in, but they miss all the interesting server arcs and all the like villains and redemptions and stuff. You know what I mean? I find that fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes. We only record for an hour and a half every week.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that happens the other 23 hours.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of conversation that goes on. And I feel like it must be so strange that you have like an entire different feel for the show. It's like the tip of the iceberg or something. I don't know why. It seems really interesting that most people who listen to this won't have the full experience.
Well, you guys listening in on the chat right now, as we record lives, you guys listening in,
yeah.
Would you say it's a different experience to listen to the show once you've been posting in the Discord for quite some while? And they're posting unanimously, yes, it is different.
Well, I mean, obviously people get really busy and stuff, so we can't force people to join the Discord, but, and this is not like some long-winded thing where I'm trying to get people to join. I'm just, I don't know, that's just interesting to me.
I agree. My brother Jeff was
telling
me.
Stop trying to make your brother
day.
Jeff happen though, the podcast!
All right. So I have some new and exciting news.
Sure.
What would you say I'm most known for?
Nothing.
No, my characteristics.
Being weird.
No, not being weird.
Yes, definitely. The chat is saying not being able to speak normally.
No. The thing that I'm most known for. The thing that most people...
Joe, you're not well known. Just as much of an insult to me, too. I mean, we're not big yet.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
When somebody looks at my face, what do they see?
Jewish?
No. Glasses.
Oh, okay.
Glasses. So, next Wednesday, I have a doctor's appointment where I'm going to get contact lenses.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the curly sideburns really kind of, I feel like the glasses come second when it comes to notability.
I don't have curly sideburns.
Yes, you do. We established that on episode one.
Back when I was going to play a Jewish character.
Well, you're still a Jewish character. I mean,
yeah, but back in episode one, you remember back in episode one when we were still trying to figure out what the show was going to be. So every decision had major implications.
Yeah.
Like we talked about Barbara Streisand. So we're like, oh, is she going to play a huge role for the entire rest of the show?
That's episode one, not like the first episode that's up now.
No, there were a good many episodes that got deleted from the prehistoric era of the show.
I've started like very slowly trickling out the old episodes to the patrons, by the way.
My brother Jeff liked that episode a lot.
Stop trying to make your brother Jeff have another podcast.
All right.
Yeah, no, it was mostly just like us like verbally shitposting and talking about weird shit.
Yeah, it was basically like I would yell at Lars, and then it's like,
yeah.
Does my character yell? Is it a yelling character?
Early Joe was a dick.
Massive asshole.
Wait, are you saying he had a massive asshole? Or he was...
massive asshole.
Oh, boy. All right, so we had Rusty Cage on last, right, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we were supposed to have Spaghetto on tonight, but... Fucker had some house showings.
Spaghetto. But then Terry Blocks became the guest.
Who's Terry Blocks?
So when we were interviewing Senor Palo, Terry Blocks, so we were looking for people to have on the show to ask questions, fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry Blocks kept posting, me, pick me. And I just had this feeling that Terry Blocks was going to ask a good question. So Lars was like, oh, we don't have any time for more questions. And I was like, oh, but please, Lars, I could tell this is going to be a good one. And then Terry Blocks comes on and asks the best question. And I don't remember what it was. But after that, we ask if Terry Blocks has anything that he wants to share. And he has a YouTube channel. So, and it had like 30 subscribers. And then I was like, we're not going anywhere until we boost this. And then we had over 100 people in the call. So we literally had the call on hiatus for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, we waited until he got
75 subs.
I think this is the last time we should bring that up, though, Joe, because we've been milking the karma from that for like a really long time now.
I'm not even bringing it up to be like, we're good guys.
Yeah, look at us.
I'm just bringing it up to be like, this is a funny thing that happened. This is a meme of the show.
Well, I wouldn't call it funny. I would call it very wholesome. That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, me too. I don't think we should not bring it up just because it seems like we're milking it. Like,
well, because it seems like we're milking it, though. That's the problem.
I don't think so. You guys in the chat, does it seem like we're milking it, or is it something like we're bringing up a story because it was like an interesting thing that happened? We have one no, one yes, one I don't know, and then Rockshell says so I like milk.
It's like a complete 50%.
But most people say like not really. Like we're not milking. It's a thing that happened. I think we can bring it up because we're not bragging. We're just, it's a reference.
It's a reference. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
But so,
are you excited for some of our upcoming guests?
Am I ever?
People always lose their shit when they hear that The Right Opinion is going to be on the show. They're like, oh my fucking God, in the chat. It's kind of,
I'm excited for that one. I'm really excited to have Sweet Anita on.
Yeah, I'm mostly excited about having James on, which, by the way, that's The Right Opinion.
I'm really excited to have Josh.
I was telling a story, Joe. Shut the fuck up.
I'm really excited to have Josh from Let's Game It Out. All right, go ahead.
Okay. No, but like, so I hit up James back in February when we were considerably smaller, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll come on. And then now, finally, in what month is it? I should know that. It's October. It's August.
Lars?
No, it's August. And and then now we get to have him on. So it's like 6 months of not work to have him on, but something. Anticipation. That's the word. The chat is asking, who is The Right Opinion? Ken, can you kick that person, please? Thank you.
You don't kick them, ban them. I'm really excited for Let's Game It Out.
I have no idea what that is still.
Let's Game It Out is a hilarious YouTube channel where he
basically... By the way, if you happen to listen to this episode, I'm going to cover my butt here and say that I'm going to research you. Don't worry.
Oh, you should. It is hilarious.
How?
Let's Game It Out is a Let's Game It Out is a channel where he basically plays games and just he tries to break the game or do something that you wouldn't normally do. Typically, they're simulation games.
Oh.
So he'll build like... I don't know. Like, let me just open up his channel and read through some of his videos. You'll laugh at these. You'll laugh. It's like, I solved city disasters by using human sacrifices. let's see. What are some good ones? I'm a lunatic chef that cooks food using explosives. I built a hospital that ignores all privacy standards.
Jesus, that actually is funny. Wow.
Some of these are really good.
That third one was good. All right, but let's call it, let's the rule of
no,
three.
No, no, no.
Returns.
I made $246 billion by deleting the internet.
What?
It's a good, you just have to watch it. It's a good one.
Okay. All right.
Basically, he plays this game and you'll see.
All right. Oh, Joe, have you been on any bad dates lately?
Bad dates? No. I only went on one date recently. And
oh, what happened? You had quite a slut phase for a while.
Not really.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm going to go out with like three different people a week at one point.
Not three a week.
Yeah?
No. I wasn't really. I think the most was maybe two in a week, but that was for only a couple weeks. Or most weeks it was one at the most. But, no, I don't know. I had a good time. I wasn't really promiscuous.
Jesus.
But you can't really fault me for going on some dates, can you?
Can I fault you? No. Yeah, please, Joe, have a dating life.
I guess it's true what they say.
What do you mean?
The Mac Daddy of Orange County is back for more.
Oh, but what about you? Burn!
No, I went on a date with this one girl a few weeks ago. We had a good time. We were laughing.
Wait, someone in the chat just said, only date more than one person if you know there isn't going to be a second one. So only date one more person if you know there isn't going to be another person? I'm confused.
What's the most number of girlfriends that you've ever had at once?
Oh, a second date. Okay, that was ambiguous. What were you saying?
Lars, what's the most number of girlfriends you've ever had at once?
One.
Just checking.
People I've dated at the same time, more than that, but yeah.
What's the most number that you've dated at the same time?
Several. I mean...
Three, I think. Three for me. Three or four.
In this stage of like talking to people, I would say like up to five, but that's...
Oh, in the stage of talking to people, for I would say easily 10 or 15. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to see what's out there and stuff, but...
Well, talking, like...
No, I mean, like, talking is in like...
Texting?
With the intention of dating and maybe dating here and there.
Like flirting?
Well, yeah, but a bit more than that. Like, if you're like, I'm talking to... To Stacy.
Oh, okay. My ex.
Stacy,
my ex.
It must suck to be named Stacy or Chad or Kyle or like any of these names that have been co-opted by the memes.
Oh, like Stacy's mom?
Or Karen. Like fucking Karen. Yeah.
I'm going to name my daughter Karen. Hey,
Yeah?
We're about to hit a pretty big milestone on the podcast.
What's that?
50,000 listens.
Ah, yeah. That's true.
The big 500.
I am actually really excited for that.
Me too.
I'm way more excited to hit 100,000 though.
Yeah.
Cause that's so much more big dick. Like,
yeah.
So people say 100,000 people have listened to our podcast. Like, that'd be cool.
I want that hundo.
Yeah.
Are you guys in the chat excited for us to hit 100,000 big dick?
Guys in the chat, can you not advertise other businesses that aren't our sponsors, please?
Yeah, O'Reilly's. O'Reilly's.
We don't need O'Reilly's more ads that we're not getting paid for.
Why are you posting the jingle to O'Reilly's?
Yeah. Okay.
We look away for 1 second, and the chat is posting the jingle for O'Reilly's Auto Parts. They better pay us for this now.
Mm-hmm. What is this show sponsored by, though?
Mockberg Watches. Which, did you guys know that one of our sponsors is Mockberg Watches?
Yeah, that's an old sponsor from way back in the day.
Is anybody in the chat in the market for a watch? A good old-fashioned wristwatch?
Oh,
you are?
Joe, I don't know if our promo code still works at this point.
Go to amazon.t1podcast.com and search for watches.
There we go. There's the actual sponsor. amazon.t1podcast.com. Guys.
amazon.t1podcast.com. Go there, and if you want, you can change your bookmark from amazon.com to amazon.t1podcast.com. That way, when you go to Amazon next time by clicking on your bookmark, it'll take you to that link, and we'll get the 10%, and you'll get the same the discount price that is always offered on Amazon.
The chat is fucking lying, saying, I don't shop at Amazon. Yes, you do.
Oh, fuck you.
Every single one of you has probably shopped on Amazon within, like, the last week.
You don't shop at Amazon. Go to fucking hell, you dirtbag.
Also, use our link, please.
Also,
amazon.t1podcast.com.
Thank you for supporting the show. amazon.t1podcast.com.
It costs you nothing beyond what you were already going to purchase.
Nothing extra.
And it helps support the show. Just buy something within 24 hours if you're going to use the link, and you're good to go.
By the way, Lars, one of my favorite parts of the show is when you take my little throat clears and amplify them.
Yeah, like the common courtesy on most podcasts is that you're supposed to like get rid of the coughing, but for some reason it's fun to just like really magnify Joe's and add echoes and delays and make a whole show out of it.
We should. I would love to make an entire episode out of those if we save them. Put out an entire episode of nothing but...
Joe, you cough a lot, and you clear your throat a lot. Like,
I have a lot of phlegm.
More than even, like, Ethan Klein from H3. It's pretty weird.
From what?
H3 Productions.
H3.
Yeah. H3.
H.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm saying. H.
I'd like to do a segment on when to brush your teeth.
What do you mean when to brush? Oh, that reminds me. Just like tangentially. Okay. So I learned something really, 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 really gross. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And this is gonna gross out the chat. So I'm gonna give you a second. Also, it's gonna gross out the audience when they hear this in the final cut. Please don't spam the Peter emoji. Now they're just gonna. So by saying that, I've doomed us. Anyway.
It's fine. We've lost control of them.
Yeah, we realized on the Rusty Cage episode that the chats are getting a little bit too...
out of control.
Well, there's too many people tuning into them now. So it's like trying to keep them organized is now impossible, which That's is fine. Kind of a cool milestone, to be honest. But yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, so it was on a news report that I happened to catch a glance at.
Oh, tell me what it is.
Okay, so they did a study and apparently 47% of people don't change their underwear every day.
What?
Yeah. Like they did an actual study on this.
Like they went into their pants and pulled their underwear out?
No, like they don't change their underwear every day when they...
Or they ask them.
Well, I mean, I don't know how this, I don't know how it was conducted. I sure hope not. But yeah.
like, hey, did you change these things?
Yeah, just going up to random people. That's kind of rapey. Jesus. No, but okay, so isn't that kind of disturbing, by the way?
Well, how often do you change it? Every 3 days?
Well, I mean, I change it every day.
That's the ideal.
What do you mean ideal?
Well, I can't say that. All of us would be able to. How many pairs of underwear do you have? It sounds like you own a lot of underwear.
All right, I just kicked Joe from the server because apparently he doesn't change his underwear every day. Oh God, that's vile. And now I have to add him back. Hold on.
So that's my opinion on that.
Joe, please, for the love of God, in all seriousness, tell me you change your underwear every day.
In an ideal world, it would be nice.
Joe, I don't want to have to kick you again, please. Like, I need this to be able to sleep at night.
And in this world, it is an ideal world. So yes, I change my underwear every day, if not twice a day.
Okay. That's absolutely disgusting. Why? If you're listening to this, by the way.
Once or twice a day?
No, if you don't. Oh. If you're listening to this right now and you don't change your underwear every day, you're not allowed to listen to the podcast.
Did you ever shit your pants as an adult?
No.
Good. Good.
Yeah. I think I had a close call once.
It's funny.
The chat says, why change your underwear if you don't even wear it every day? Okay, so if you're not wearing it, that counts. But if you do have a pair of underwear on and you keep them on for 2 days, that's... like, that's just disgusting. Change your fucking underwear. Like,
all right.
Not, yes, you, but also the audience, please.
So in my phone, Lars has changed his nickname for himself to Dad. So I'll be IMing him on Facebook Messenger and it'll say, like, I'm talking to Dad. It'll say Dad on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, you're talking to your dad? And I'll be like, oh, no, that's what I call my friend Lars. And I'll be like, why do you call your friend Lars Dad? I was like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, he changed his nickname himself. And other times I'll just mess with them. I'll be like, what, you don't have like that one friend that you call Dad?
Yeah.
In the chat, do you guys have that one friend that you call Dad? Your dad friend?
I have a feeling when people tune into this episode, they're probably going to want to join the Discord because this is a very audience participation heavy one.
We should do the guestless episodes, heavy audience participatory.
That's a great idea. Okay.
What do you guys in the audience think of that?
Oh, I have an idea. Let's do a Q&A section.
Oh, yeah. Let's do Q&A.
Yeah, guys, ask questions in the chat. And if they're good, we'll answer them.
Yeah. We should have Ken moderate the Q&A.
Well, Ken, no. Ken, just if you want to come on for a live question, you can. I'll unmute you.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
So my question is, what do you guys think in the current day of Lunchables?
That's a good question.
It is?
I actually do have an opinion. Yeah, I actually do have an opinion on that.
Oh, okay.
So growing up...
All right.
growing up, Lunchables were, sorry about that. I'm just as shocked and dismayed.
I can smell that from here.
smells like salami, like it hurt. That was a spicy meatball.
Just answer the question.
Meatballs, I mean, Lunchables growing up were sort of this...
Meatballs, yeah, they're very similar to Lunchables. I can see why you got confused.
Well, there are different kinds of Lunchables, but it was very much a treat growing up. But now that I've been exposed to more cuisines, like kids' cuisine, and like, you know, like just good food, it's not as much of a treat.
More kids' cuisine.
kid, yeah, like, you that know, like that Lunchables alternative kid cuisine.
Yeah.
I do have another question.
That's one that only the 90s kids will get.
Oh, Kneecaps is going to hate this episode.
I wasn't done.
I didn't give my answer either, so be patient, Ken.
I feel like the quality is not relatively as good. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of the fast food of like prepared lunches with a kiddie twist, which is always good. Ken, go ahead.
So let's say...
By the way, we're kind of ignoring the chat. Ken, can you come back in a few minutes so we can actually take some of the questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounded so defeated.
Yeah. Okay, so
he was so excited to be on.
We kind of forgot to introduce it, but this is the Q&A segment now.
Are you going to start changing your underwear, Joe? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now.
For once. Yeah, do you have
for
a cringe
once
collection?
In my life, I have to change.
Joe, shut the fuck up.
All right.
Someone's asking, do you have a cringe collection? No, I don't really watch too much cringe anymore. I am subscribed to r/cringe, though, just to watch it here and there. Just if I need, like, a daily dose of...
I don't understand the question.
A cringe collection is, like, if you have a bunch of bookmarked YouTube videos or something.
No, nothing like that. I just go on YouTube and search if I want to.
How did you guys start the podcast, and how did you grow? It's kind of something we've told a lot on air. I'll give you the 15-second version. I used to host a clinical neuropsychology podcast, and it was kind of dry, so I started a comedy podcast with my... former classmate Joe.
And my version of that to add on is I have an extensive background in recruiting and know how to reach out to people and had a lot of friends that were in various sectors of the entertainment industry. So I had the contacts to get guests early on.
Yeah.
And I'm funny.
We used to have, I don't mean to be insulting to the previous guests, we used to have like smaller guests who were a little bit more local. And Joe was able to provide most of the guests in the beginning. That has changed,
well,
though.
It's pretty even, pretty equal now.
Yeah, it's more of like an effort with that you and I share with TJ at this point. If you do art, can you give me tips to be a better animator/artist? Yes, practice. Just do it every day, 10,000 hours.
And then ask for feedback.
Yeah, ask for feedback and ask for feedback from people that aren't your friends. Okay, what is your favorite metal and why? I would say Necrophagist, great band.
I would say Iron.
Yeah, Iron's pretty good.
Very strong.
Okay, question. Talk about Yoshi Player. That's not a question.
Could you live without the internet? Yes, I could.
Yes, it could, but I want to. What was your childhood like? Epic and private. How did the two of us meet? We were classmates. Girlfriends? No, Joe's not my girlfriend.
I used to have a girlfriend. I used to have a wife, Sabrina, remember?
Yeah, that was awkward. Lars, do you think I'll be the second Nord member? Nord member is the most prestigious role in the Discord other than like the staff and the guests and stuff and the patrons, of course. Basically, you have to post for like 6 months straight to get enough experience to get that. That's another thing. There's like a whole experience system on the Discord that people who aren't here will never see. Or be able to participate in. That must suck. There's so many fun games that we play, you know?
What does it take to become a staff? You just have to be in the right place at the right time, show your dedication, and you have this, you know, skills and personality that would be good for our team.
Also, with some rare exceptions, for people who are exceptionally mature, you have to be 18 at least. If you could have lunch with one person, alive or dead, who would it be?
Would I want to have lunch with a dead guy?
Well, I wouldn't want to have lunch with a dead guy because they couldn't eat
gross.
Or talk.
Smell bad.
But for someone who's alive, probably Aubrey Plaza.
I'd say Larry David.
I just feel like it'd be weird. Who the Fuck is Soviet Spy? That was the guest host on the latest bonus episode, which you can get now only as a patron. Patreon.com/T1Podcast gets you about 20% more content. And several of you guys in the chat are patrons, so thank you for tuning in and supporting us.
What's the number one item you would save from your burning house? My computer, probably.
My cat?
Well, that's not an item. That's like a...
Oh, okay. Yeah, computer probably most useful.
Computer, yeah.
Yeah, photos I have on Google Photos, so I don't need to keep any of those. Let's see. Who the fuck is Soviet Spy? Wait, I just answered that.
Merch.t1podcast.com.
Why did you start the server? Well, we started it for the podcast.
We used to record on Skype.
Yeah, that was probably not a great idea.
That was a mistake.
It worked, but the call quality was just awful. And we had so many problems where, like, someone couldn't connect to the call.
Yep.
Fuck you, Skype.
If you could have any mythical creature as a pet, what would you have? Pegasus would be cool, in my opinion, or Red Drake. Maybe a leprechaun.
Yeah, because then you get the gold.
Yep. And the wishes.
What is the worst pickup line you've ever heard?
Did you fall out of heaven because you're an angel?
Are you tired? Because you've been running around in my mind all night.
Are you from the south because you're the only 10 I see?
God, those are so bad.
Is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go catch it.
That's not really a pickup line.
All right. I want to do the Patreon ad if possible, by the way. That's what moderator Ken says.
I'll edit that out.
Oops.
Oops. Would you rather live in this world or another universe? The problem is that I can't tell if it's going to be a universe that is hospitable to human life.
I would say like, this universe because it's like I know about it. I feel like the odds are like 100 quadrillion to 1 that the other one is going to be even hospitable or like.
Dude, by the way, this is a fantastic format idea for the guest list episodes to at least have this as a segment.
Yeah.
Like this is just great little rapid fire content.
We could do this during the regular episodes too.
Yeah. Well, it'd be kind of a dick move to the guest, though.
No, we answer it together. Like, all right, now we're going to rapid fire through the questions, anything that you guys have. And you just, so-and-so has a question for you. This is such and such.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Did you listen to Loveline, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, once in a while.
I used to love that show. I listened to it every night. I had the entire discography on my iPod.
Yeah, I thought it was really entertaining.
And very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty young, so it wasn't super helpful for my love life, but yeah.
Well, I listened to it even in college.
If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? I would say...
Patreon.com/T1Podcast.
I feel like enough people would like take it, just because there's so many billion people.
Yeah, like if one out of 100,000 went there.
Yeah.
It'd be like 10 million people.
Good way to make money. People would be like, what is this? Yeah. What is in your fridge right now? Food, obviously. Would you rather breathe in space or underwater? Neither, you would die.
Rapid fire like Eminem. I would say, hi, I got my account back just because...
That's not a question.
Okay.
If you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick? Probably Wiener Schnitzel or Arby's.
Those two are both disgusting. Maybe right. Panera Bread, because I've never eaten there without getting sick.
The chat suggests Little Caesars. The problem with Little Caesars closing, though, is if you need, like, really bad pizza when you're completely shit-faced and you only have a fiver,
hey,
it's not the worst.
We're going to get Little Caesars. It's hot and ready. Is it good? It's hot and ready.
That's why they call it that, so that they have something to say. If one of your toys came to life, like in Toy Story, which toy would you choose?
I don't have toys.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
If one of my toys came to life, my, what's it called? Fleshlight. No.
I wouldn't want that one to come to life. Well, actually, that's just describing a woman, sort of, in a way. Like that's not necessarily a bad thing to have, like, an actual, like, woman instead of a... Fleshlight, like that's preferable.
I don't have a fleshlight.
It's okay if you do, Joe.
Which I don't. It is okay if I do, but okay. But I don't. What would your useless superpower be?
Oh, good question. We should start asking that to guests.
Oh, that is a good one. Let's go back mm-hmm. in time and tell ourselves on the first episode to start doing that.
Okay.
Rewind.
Rewind. Anyway, moving on from that.
All right, glad that we did that.
Yeah. What was the best thing before sliced bread? That would be Betty White, because she actually existed before it.
I would say unsliced bread.
Yeah. All right.
Who do you think is better, Joe or Ken? Definitely Ken.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a younger, more spry version of myself, and he's got the world in his eyes.
If you could wedgie any historical figure, who would you pick? Probably Hitler.
If you could wedgie any historical figure.
When was the last time you cringed?
Wait.
I cringed when you asked the question about toys, because we're adults.
If you could wedgie any historical figure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's like the funny answers, like Jesus or Moses. But yeah. They're like, I don't know. Does that imply that like I get to meet them and have like an awkward interaction with them? Or is it just like I'm existing next to them for 1 second and then I disappear?
Yeah, you just appear and just give them a wedgie and then you're gone.
Yeah, like what's the context? Because if I have to face them after and deal with the ramifications, I might not wedgie Hitler.
There's the cold open.
All right.
That's great. All right.
If you could kiss a celebrity, who would it be? Aubrey Plaza.
There's two questions. It says, if you could kiss a celebrity, who would it be? And do you like Ryan Reynolds? I feel like those are kind of related. Would you prefer if someone made you watch Melvin Brother or The Joker for 10 hours or shoot your nuts? I'd rather watch pretty much any entertainment for 10 hours than getting my nuts shot. I mean, that's a pretty easy question.
Yeah, I get the hyperbole of the question, but I'm still going to have to say not having my nuts shot. That's as unpleasant as it might be to watch something for 10 hours. It's like when you go on a plane, you're bored for 10 hours if you're flying to Europe, but you know... You shoot your nuts, that's going to be painful for a lot more than 10 hours. That's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so bored after 10 hours. Oh, let me just shoot my nuts.
I would say significantly longer than 10 hours. I would still endure at that point.
Would you rather have all the money in the world or solve world peace?
The money in the world.
Solve world peace? Like, world peace.
Solve world peace?
Yeah, like world like peace is a problem. To cause war? Yeah, like. Solve world peace. Damn this world peace. We have to solve this.
Guys, ask us more misleading questions like that. That's great.
I have another question. Okay, go ahead. If you were a woman, what would your name be?
Mine would still be Lars.
I'd say Josephine.
Yeah.
And I'd go by Joe.
Would you rather have unlimited sushi for life or unlimited tacos for life? That's a boring question.
Sushi. Are you gay? No.
I sure hope not, but my boyfriend is.
I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
No. Yeah, I'm not gay. Let's solve this global... Okay. World peace or 100,000 listeners on the first podcast. I kind of feel like...
World peace.
I would prefer world peace, but I feel like 100,000 listeners is much more likely...
But it's asking which you would. Wouldn't you choose world peace since that's less likely? Like 100,000 listeners you could do relatively easily compared to the world peace.
Do you have tattoos? No. And my philosophy on that is if I have an idea for a tattoo that I want for 5 years, I'll do it. But until then, no. Because I feel like I would regret it.
I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
Ken is saying that his question is a little long to type out. Maybe we should have him come on and ask it?
Kind of like my penis. Yeah, you can.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm in kind of a predicament.
Please introduce yourself.
You come on our podcast and you don't introduce yourself.
You stutter to hell.
I'm in a predicament right now.
Okay.
So I want to support the show, but I don't use Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other way I can possibly help the show out? By funding it.
Well,
yeah.
There's one way I could think of.
There's two.
First of all, give us a 5-star rating and share our episodes with your friends.
Oh, yeah. Let's actually go over all the ways you guys can support the show, even if you don't have any money. So, first of all, just tuning in. That just by itself. That helps us because it gives us a listen. And that helps us with sponsors. Also, it's fun.
Hopping on the Discord.
Hop on the Discord, hang out with us, you know, give us feedback, you know, suggest guests and stuff.
That's fun.
Share the show with your friends. Share the show with your enemies.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Oh, yeah, please do that. If you listen to us on iTunes, which is now Apple Podcasts, sorry, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. That really helps.
And say something nice about...
I don't care if you don't actually feel
about
that
how
way.
I'm handsome.
Guys, please say something nice about Joe on them.
Yeah.
He really needs it.
I need this. I need this win. I need a 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 win. I shit my pants.
Was that... Okay. All right. You can check out our merch store at merch.t1podcast.com, or you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/t1podcast.
Patreon.com/t1podcast, where you get early listening privileges as well as bonus episodes. And now you're going to get original episodes from when we were baby show. We're talking less than 1,000 listens.
We're talking like 200 listens in some cases.
Yeah, like the first of the first episodes. Like right now, the very second episode ever is on Discord. No, it's not. It's on patreon.com/T1podcast. I shit my pants. Hey, I'm having a...
Are you at a speedway?
Yeah, hey, I this is not a good time, car. I'm having an episode.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're having an episode?
I shit my pants.
Relax, Joe. Your pills, remember?
I'm having one of my episodes.
Yeah. Okay, a good question from the chat. In one word, how would you sum up your podcast partner?
Competent.
Matronly. also
keep them coming,
wild
guys.
Card.
Keep them coming. You say wild card?
Yeah.
Why wild card?
Oh, because you just always say the most weird shit. And like a lot of the time it's really funny.
Thank you.
Like you're the one who derails the episodes a lot.
Well, you have the ADHD to blame for that, I'm assuming, which I have.
Oh, I actually have medically diagnosed ADHD.
I don't know if I have it or not, but I would be surprised if I don't have something like that.
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done on your podcast? I would say probably when Rusty Cage played the slide whistle on the episode. That was weird.
That was funny. Yeah. And the timing was perfect.
I did not expect that at all.
That was hilarious. I'd say the weirdest thing... We didn't have anything super weird happen, like a guest like throw up on the episode or like, didn't we have, oh, you know what the weirdest thing was? When we had Alexis on and it was the first time me, you and Alexis were all recording together and literally like it felt like it sounded like the dimensions of the universe were splitting apart at the seams. Like the reception was not working and it was like, rah, like screaming, like the screaming sounds of static.
Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joe. I just want to say hello and I'm really here to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
This is Alexis. I'm signing off the podcast.
What's going
my
on?
My phone is broken. I can't hear anyone. It's dead. I can't plug in my headphones. It's a nightmare. So thanks for joining us on this episode. I'm signing off. Lars, Joe, you guys take care.
Alexis, I'll just text you in a second, okay? But I'm glad you guys got to meet.
I'm gonna send you the audio right now. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Well,
that was Kafka-esque.
Oh, yeah. Skype did really not want us all to be on the same call. Fuck you, Skype.
So we have never recorded together almost for more than 15 minutes.
All right, I think that's probably gonna do that for the live questions.
Have you ever lost a subscriber? No, because we don't have subscribers.
Yeah, I don't post this on YouTube. Do you want to call it a day for the questions, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. And we could say if there's like a really interesting one, we could always be like, "Oh,
yeah,
so-and-so.
We'll be looking at the chat." All right, let's move on. Let's do some of the dramatic readings.
By the way, I would like to advise the chat right now to go on Apple Podcasts or whatever and just give us a 5-star review because you're gonna forget.
We already said that, Joe.
You're gonna forget. No, do it right now. Right now, you're going to forget. In the chat. I'm talking
to
the chat.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're driving. Make sure to pay attention to your phone because it's like it's...
Do it right now.
It's difficult to... Yeah.
You have your... We'll pause for you. You'll forget. You're going to forget. Do it right now.
If you're on your bike, make sure... You gotta really look at the website because it's hard to see.
Do it right now. What's the link? It's... Do you have an iPhone? You scroll up
from the
top.
Actually, no. I'll make a link for it. I'll make a link.
Podcasts. Podcasts.
Well, just go to... Go to itunes.t1podcast.com. I'll make that link.
Is that it? itunes.t1podcast.com. Yeah. And I shit my pants. All right, moving on.
Jesus.
What? It's my new thing. All right.
It would be really funny if every time you said that, that was actually true. Like, you were having bowel issues. New meme, says the chat. I agree.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so one of the dramatic readings, we gotta go set up, so that'll be after this.
I'm not prepared for the Japanese one yet.
Well, we gotta do it, though.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I have gotten more famous on TikTok, because now, really? Yeah, like, I post a lot of videos from Disneyland, and okay. Now when I go in, like, the last two times I went in, at first I thought I was, like, not hearing correctly. People would say my username, like Disney Alexi. I was just here like, Disney Alexi. Like, I look over and like there's someone looking at me. I'm like, that can't be right. They're looking at someone else. And then like I'd go by and like it's almost always when I have my phone up and I'm recording a video. I think that's the context.
Wait, you got recognized as a TikToker?
Yeah, like three times a day when I go to Disneyland.
So that's kind of cringe, but also kind of cool.
Yeah, I've been recognized like seven times now, I think.
Wow.
And it's usually like one of the times was at McDonald's. I think I told this.
Yeah.
This girl was like, oh, I recognize you from from TikTok. I recognize your voice or so and so. And then after that, my videos have gotten like 2.5 million views or something like that at this point. So, and almost all of them are from Disneyland. So people like three times a day when I go there, people I hear like, that's Disney Alexi. Or like, that's a guy. That's the guy who makes Disney videos, or like something like that. And then I look over and there's like people looking at me. I'll just be walking down Main Street or something, recording videos, and people will be like staring at me. I don't know if they recognize me or trying to figure out who they are. But then like other times I specifically hear people say my username, which is really cool.
It's really weird to remember that like you're very successful on TikTok. It just seems strange. Like, oh yeah, Joe's also a very like large TikToker.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy platform to, I think... It's not easy, but it's like one of the easiest platforms, I think, to get famous.
Yeah, but it's kind of like fame for fame's sake.
It's for fun. It's not, you can't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
It's just for fun.
Yep. Kind of wish you could do something with it.
I mean, you can, but it's hard to convert it. Like, I put my YouTube link on there, and you can actually live stream and make money that way, but it's mostly kids who don't have money.
I know someone's probably going to clip this, so I'm going to preface this by saying that there is context here, but it's really unfortunate, Joe, that you're not like a 14-year-old girl, because it would be a lot easier to be famous on TikTok at that point.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, for the purpose of the podcast, it's probably better, but...
All right.
All right.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, please. Oh, we got completely off track. We were going to do the dramatic readings.
Okay.
This is something that someone has paid $10 for me to read on air. Okay? You ready? They paid 10 whole dollars.
A month.
A month, yeah. For the privilege of being able to say this. Okay. Here's my dramatic reading for Ken. I came. That concludes the dramatic reading from Ken. Thank you very much for being a $10 patron.
You should put in like a golf clap that turns into thunderous applause if you could find a clip like that.
The chat is saying, was that it? Yes, that was it.
That's it.
That's all you wanted me to read. Actually, you don't like these don't have to be dramatic, by the way. You can just give us a shout out if you want to like if you have a channel or something, we'll shout your channel out or something. That's fine. But Golden, go ahead and put it in here.
I would like to give it a shot and see and like read the English.
You need to give it a shot to read the English version?
Yeah, I want
to
give this a shot. I want to see like if I can say like do this really, really well.
Like you're going to struggle?
No, I want to see if I could read this really, really well.
Okay, go ahead. And I'll do the Japanese later.
Are we doing the Japanese later?
Yeah, I'll do that. That's fine.
I could do the Japanese later if we're putting that in.
Joe, let's just get going.
Now you do this. You do the English, I'll do the Japanese.
No, you haven't done it yet.
All right.
It's your turn.
You know Paris, France? In English, it's pronounced Paris. But everyone else pronounces it without the S sound, like the French do. But with Venezia, everyone pronounces it. But with Venezia, everyone pronounces it the English way. Venice, like the Merchant of Venice, or Death in Venice. Why, though? Why isn't the title Death in Venezia? Why isn't the title Death in Venezia? Are you fucking kidding me? It takes place in Italy, so use the Italian word, damn it! That shit pisses me off, bunch of dumbasses.
Feransu no peri o shite imasu ka. I goad wa pari tu hatsuan shimasuga. Hokano hito wa subete. Feransugo no yo nis. Onashi di hatsuan shimasu. Shikashi vu enetsu yade wa. Dare moga iego no yo ni vu inisu tu hatsuan shimasu. Vu inisu ya no shonen ya. Vu inisu ya no shi no yo ni. Nande! Naze vu inisu ya no taitoru washini mimasen ka. Anata wa watashi o yu wa kushite imasu ka. Sore wa itaria no toketa waro no de. Itaria go o tsukate damito. Sore wa watashi o okora sa mezo. Dan batsu no taba. I don't fucking know Japanese, by the way. That was just me completely winging it.
The accent was spot on. That was a perfect accent.
Yeah, I think I did a great job.
By the way, Ken has actually said that the dramatic reading he gave us to read was too short, and he gave me a revised version of that. It's I came on suitcases.
Gross. Oh, that's a... To some of the new people tuning in, Joe has a luggage fetish. That's where that comes from.
Well, the character Joe does, not the actual Joe.
Yeah. The Joe literally character. Golden says, incredible 10 out of 10 in response to my very butchered Japanese. That was a lot of fun, actually. Guys.
You got that exactly right.
Yeah, that was perfect fluent Japanese, obviously. Yeah.
Wombo Combo is asking where this episode can be found after it's done being edited.
They don't need... Well, people who are tuning in now won't need to know that. Like,
just edit this out then. Wombo Combo, t1podcast.com.
Yeah.
And we're on every... just go to t1podcast.com.
Yeah, you'll find us there.
You'll find us on t1podcast.com.
Guys, someone posted. By the way, and not just because we want to make more money, we do, but send us more of these cool dramatic readings, or you can use them as just as a shout-out if you want, if you have your own content, or you want to say fuck you to Jake, your friend, or something.
And if you want to listen to these episodes live where we do heavy guest interaction,
yeah,
go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Oh. Yeah.
Where you can access the episodes while we're recording them live and interact with your favorite hosts, Joe, and also the guest hosts.
Chat saying it's a good $10 spent. I agree.
Moderator Ken says, I can tell my friend, fuck you.
Well, yeah, next month. You already use yours.
Oh, they get one per month?
Yeah.
Oh, one per month.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah.
I thought it was just one ever.
No, that's why Golden was saying next month's going to be much longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Once a month. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's like a continuing incentive.
Joe, do you not read the Patreon? That's quite the accusatory statement.
Ken. Joe has never actually been to the Patreon.
What is Patreon, actually? YouTube? Yeah.
The chat saying two dudes talking with like 15 people listening. Well, this is just a guestless episode.
Dudes in parentheses. That's a risk. What's the risk? Are 50,000 listeners?
Yeah, name the risk, please.
Well, yeah, what is a risk?
Yeah.
Mistakes?
Mistakes are great, dude. Mistakes are fun. I'd love to leave the mistakes in.
Wombo Combo with My Little Pony as the avatar. tell us more about the mistakes that we're making. Yeah. Was Senor Palo, was having Call Me Carson, Senor Palo, was that a mistake? the creators of Cyanide and Happiness. Was that a mistake? Yeah, man. You jealous? Jealous spelt wrong. You spelt wrong. Not punctuated. Who is this guy? Who invited Wombo Combo?
I'm getting some strange vibes from you.
You come on our Discord server. You insult the hosts. Ken, one more mess up. Keep an eye on this guy. All right. Yeah. This guy in quotes, because he says two dudes in quotes talking like,
we're not actually offended at all.
Like, no, we're just, we're just
yanking your chain. Yeah. All right.
Seriously, so, Ken, keep an eye on this guy.
All right. Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Toby is my pet who I love. Did you say pet peeves or pet who I love? Moving on. Hello?
Hi. Just letting you flounder.
I would say people who get mad easily. I don't know.
No, it has to be like an actual pet peeve, like something that you specifically get pissed off at.
I don't know. I'm a pretty relaxed guy. I would say people who have a really low tolerance for like awkward situations.
Yeah, you already used that one though.
I would also say people who have...
Wait, no. Like, you used that on Thought Cops, but technically it's still kosher if you want to rant on that.
Oh. No, I did an entire episode on that on the Show Me Yours podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're really starting to get around on the podcasts.
Yeah.
Getting kind of slutty. I kind of enjoy it. Makes me feel really empowered.
Hoeing ourselves out.
Yeah. Oh, I have a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Okay, so at my work, there's this thing where you can get an order processed from us either within an hour or by the end of the day. And those are like the two times that are available. And sometimes if we're not really doing anything, like if it's super slow or something, we can do something for someone on the spot, but not always. And like whenever I tell a customer this, like there's a 50% chance that they just get enraged. Like I deal with dicks all day because of this, because they're like, well, why can't you just do this now? Especially if there's like no customers there, because people will leave their orders there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone just became a mega member.
That was me. Because you kicked me and I came back and made my first post.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but it's like the jobs that we do there are, some of them take like a substantial amount of time. So no, Susan, I can't just like sit there and do it for you right away. Can you give me an hour? And I don't tell them this because, you know, you can't really do that in customer service. But isn't that stupid, Joe?
I would say the following. People in customer service often have unreal expectations. 10 out of 10 for intentions, 1 out of 10 for execution. So here's what you've got to do. Relate to the customer in a type of non-accusatory way. Oh, you know, I'd love to be able to do that. Followed up with the word unfortunately, and then put them in their place. Unfortunately,
and then
fuck
put them
you.
In their place.
Of course, yeah. Oh, I'd love to be able to assist you with that. Unfortunately, go fuck yourself.
That's great.
Hey, why can't you do this now? Oh, you know, I'd love to be able to do that. Unfortunately, go die in a fire.
In a fire, yeah. I'm just, like counting
censor
down.
Censor that. Censor that. I accidentally said I wasn't supposed to.
Okay. I'm counting down the days, dude, until the Patreon and the merch and stuff grows to a point where I never have to deal with another customer ever again. Like, I'm so looking forward to that day.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Help us get out.
Us into early retirement.
Yeah, thank you.
Not really retirement, more like we're working for you. We're the world's people.
We're the world's people. The first podcast. All right. Do you want to keep going? You got more?
No, I'm all out of breath.
I didn't say, do you want to keep breathing? I meant, like, do you have more topics to discuss?
I mean, I could talk all night long, but, you know.
But unfortunately, fuck you.
But unfortunately, go fuck yourself.
No, let's keep the ball rolling for a little bit. Let's talk for, like, 5 more minutes. Let's give people something. Joe, do one of your famous, one of your jokes. Or do an improv.
Oh, okay. Would somebody from the audience like to come on and improv with me? Someone who has a decent mic. Thanks for joining us, Long Schlong Silver.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. How are you doing? How's your day so far?
My day has been fine, very lazy.
We need someone from the audience to give suggestions for a setting, like a scene, some kind of a setting or a place where we are.
By the way, if this seems like it's going to be a lame segment, it's not.
No, I just think this is going to be good. We have porn shoot. We have toilet.
The improv on the Senior Palo episode was like the funniest moment on the episode.
Barbershop.
Hmm.
So far, I like toilet. Public, maybe a public toilet.
A public toilet. Hmm.
Okay, Long Schlong Silver and Joe meet in a public toilet.
Hey, what do you... Hey, knock, knock on the next stall.
Who's there?
Hey, do you have any toilet paper? I'm fresh out.
Shit.
I just took a shit. I'm out of toilet paper. I'm about to use my hand over here. You got me between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Do you want me to use my hand?
Sure, I've got some toilet paper somewhere.
Here, I'll put my hand underneath the... just put it in my hand. I'm reaching. Is this your leg?
No.
I'm grabbing something.
That's not my leg.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
That's better. That's better.
Here, just put the toilet paper in my hand.
Okay, here you go. High five.
All right. Thank you. High five.
All right. And scene.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. You also earned your nickname of Long Schlong with that one. That was great.
Long Schlong. All right. Anyone else want to do an improv? Maybe one more?
Nah, that was golden. Let's keep it that. We'll do another one next time.
Maybe we should have Terry Blocks on for just one moment to plug his YouTube channel. Maybe we can get him up to like 86 or something.
Well, how about this, guys? If you're listening in, go subscribe to Terry Blocks.
Terry
Blocks.
You can find
him on YouTube.
I'm very invested in Terry Blocks. Let's see.
So here's the thing, Joe. So like if we started to get to a point where we got like a substantial amount of earnings from this, would you like what would you do with your life at that point?
I would be able to focus on my hobbies and interests, like content creation.
Yeah.
Like the podcast would become a lot more robust. We'd be able to do a lot more of these things. Like right now we have like a network thing that we're not really doing much with.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of time.
I'd love to be able to like go on more shows and stuff. Just
I'd like to go on more shows.
Yeah. I'd also like to be able to have people on that we like, but aren't necessarily big content creators.
If we had like all the time in the world and we did this full time, we could drive to LA and knock on doors and be like, hey, you're the manager of so-and-so. I'd like to set up a meeting. I'd like to talk to you about my show.
Or we could have on people that are just like cool guys that do something that need a little bit more exposure. I really want to do that.
Yeah. We could do hangouts with the guests and we could live stream it. We could have like a studio. Yeah. If we were bringing in like serious bucks, we would have we talked about this. We would have like a 2-bed, 2-bath apartment or a house and it would have a studio inside of it.
Well, I think at this point in the relationship, Joe, I think we can get by with 1-bedroom.
I love how you said relationship, but then like didn't mean to. So you, stop saying it, but you know I already said it. So like you said it again. You finished saying it.
No, I actually just tripped over my words. I was actually intending to make a we're gay joke, Joe.
What's the joke?
Oh, the joke is that we would only need a 1-bedroom because we could have sex.
I don't get it.
Oh, sex is something you do when you're in love with someone. And well, I don't want to describe this because there are some underage listeners right now.
I don't understand,
guys. In the chat, can you explain sex to Joe, please?
Please don't.